Unit 6. Live to learn. 6F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 53. 1. You hear a teacher talking about a school trip.
Good morning, class. I hope you all had a lovely weekend. Now, before we get into today's discussion about the project you all have to do, I'm going to spend a few minutes explaining some things about our school trip to the planetarium. By the way, has everyone brought their permission forms? If not, please remember to do so by tomorrow, otherwise you won't be able to join us. Let me start by saying that on the day of the trip, the bus will depart at exactly 8, so please be here at least 10 minutes earlier. Secondly, when we arrive at the planetarium, you all need to stay together. If you disappear and we can't find you, there will be serious consequences. Lastly, remember that it's forbidden to touch the objects on display. No photos are allowed either. After our tour of the planetarium, we will stop at a local park to have lunch and then make our way back to school. Are there any questions?
2. You hear two university students talking about their courses.
Hey, Melinda. How's everything going with the business course?
Hi, Jeremy. I'm so exhausted. I was up all night doing research and preparing for this really important assignment, which is due tomorrow. How about you?
Everything's going well, thanks. I wasn't sure about studying IT at first, but now I think it's the best decision I've ever made. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, at least one of us is. But what about the workload? Don't you find that your course takes up a lot of your time?
Not really. I manage my time well and don't leave things until the last minute.
What are you suggesting, Jeremy? That I'm not efficient?
No, I'm not saying that. If you do a little day by day, you won't have to be up all night, and then you won't feel so stressed before handing in an assignment. You know, my course is a lot to handle sometimes too. Nothing's easy.
You've got a point there. Each course has its difficulties, I suppose.
That's right. Try to do your best and enjoy the learning process.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
3. You hear a teacher and a student discussing a project.
Hello, Mr. Hill. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure, Annie. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I'd like to speak to you about the science project you've assigned. I was absent for a few days, so I'd like to know what I'm supposed to do.
Of course. Well, first of all, you need to pick the topic you want to research. If I were you, I would choose one of the different topics we covered in class.
Great. I already have some ideas. Well, I have to ask a fellow student to give me the notes.
That won't be necessary. This morning, I managed to upload all the notes from the previous classes you missed onto the school platform.
Okay. My main concern, though, is that I'm not sure what resources are available to give me the facts I need.
It's okay, Annie. I have a list here of some links and books that you can use. If there's anything you're confused about, please come and see me any day before classes start at 9 a.m.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hill. You've been of great help.
4. You hear a manager having a meeting with his employees.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here. I'd like to talk to you about some issues that have come up in the workplace. I've noticed how a large number of you haven't been following the company regulations, so I'd like to remind you of the rules you should be sticking to in the workplace, which is why I've taken the time to put a list together in order to refresh your memory. Firstly, it's important that everyone arrives at work on time. If you can't get here early, that's okay. Just be here for when your shift starts. In case of a delay, please inform me in advance. Also, remember to speak politely to all team members and to dress professionally. Additionally, make sure you respect the workplace by taking good care of the equipment and keeping things clean. Lastly, you should work responsibly and efficiently, as I expect you all to carry out the tasks I give you. Remember that we have these rules for a reason. The key is to make sure everyone follows them so that we can create a positive and productive work environment for everyone.
5. You hear two friends talking about a job interview.
Hi, Lisa. All ready for your job interview tomorrow?
Hey, Dan. No, not at all. Maybe I just shouldn't go.
Are you serious? This is your dream job.
I know. But what if I don't get it? Then I'll be disappointed.
Oh, come on. You can't think like that. You have to be positive. Even if it doesn't work out, there'll always be other opportunities. Besides, see it as interview practice. You can learn from the experience.
I guess you have a point. I just hope I make a good impression on the interviewer.
I'm sure you will. You have what they're looking for, so I wouldn't worry if I were you. Get a good night's sleep and just do your best tomorrow.
I suppose you're right. Wish me luck!